The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, Mary McCarthy, you proudly say you have never had Botox and you never would. And you've been writing about it in The Independent. And I thoroughly enjoyed your column, particularly the part where your husband pointed out the obvious. They're trying to sell you something. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Good morning. Yes. So I came to the firm decision last week that I am never getting Botox. And like some of my friends were nervously kind of saying, well, look, maybe don't put it down in writing, like, or maybe wait till you hit 50 because then your self-confidence can take a dive. But actually, PJ, I've thought about it. I've been tempted. And I really feel, you know what, I'm not doing it. I went to a beautician to get this normal facial, right? And they had this special machine they put your face in and they can age you by 5 years. So they were able to say, that's what you're going to look like in 5 years. And I had more lines, some kind of sun spots were coming up. But I actually didn't think I'd look that bad. But then there was kind of like the implication that this is what you're going to look like with no intervention, you know? And I was like, oh. And then they give you a printout of your skin, you know, your wrinkles, your sun damage, all that kind of stuff. And they compare you to women your own age worldwide who have used this machine. And I got such a low score on the wrinkles, like really, really low. I was worse than everyone. And I went home and I was upset about it. And my husband was like, would you get away out of that? Sure. You look, you're 47. Of course you're going to have wrinkles, you know. And they're just trying to flog you. And everyone's trying to flog you. And it's true. I mean, there's such, it's such a huge industry, PJ. It's massive. Like globally, it's 600 billion, the kind of aesthetics, anti-aging stuff like Botox. And I'm just not buying into it.
Like when you sat to have this picture taken, this scan taken, you surely didn't think that they'd tell you at 47 you look 27 and go away and they'll never see us again. Then
I was hoping, PJ. I have to admit now, I was sitting there, right, thinking, do you know what? I'm healthy. I do my exercise. I eat well. I was smug. I was waiting for them to say, ooh, your true skin age is like 32 or something. Not a chance. Like, otherwise, I wouldn't have agreed to sign up for it, you know. But I was pretty complacent heading in there. So I was kind of, it was a bit of a wake up call now with the SPF, because I wouldn't wear SPF 50. That's like the sun, you know, the sunscreen. 50. I'd slap on whatever, you know. I wouldn't be massively into the factor 50. I just put on a face cream, and if it has 15 in it, that's fine. But now I would be religious about that after seeing all that awful sun damage that I racked up in my 20s. But do you know what, PJ? I think there's a huge pressure on women now because they see these women all over the internet, on their social media feed and on television, and it's so rare now. If you actually start looking, it's really rare to see someone in the public eye and they don't have Botox.
Mm. Mm. Like you talk about Victoria Beckham turning 50 recently, and if she took off the glasses, we'd probably see that she doesn't have any wrinkles. And you seriously don't think Taylor Swift is at it already, do you?
Of course she is, PJ. So she's, of course, sure, she's 30, she's mid-30s, right, 35. So she, like, there's no sign of any aging. So, I mean, it'd be very, very subtle. So, like, put it this way, if you have the money, you can be very subtle, which is why you can get people like Jennifer Aniston saying, oh, no, or maybe not Jennifer Aniston, but there's a lot of stars who say, oh, no, me, I don't do anything, because they can do it really subtly. If you have, the more money you have, the better kind of job you can get, because you can have some movement, you know. So, I mean, Taylor would definitely have something. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would, like, if an aesthetic doctor can ring in and advise you, I would be, if you're average, you know, I know, like, teachers and nurses who are getting Botox, and, like, if you're a singer worth $1 billion, like, I can guarantee you're getting some kind of anti-aging, even though you're only mid-30s, definitely.
When did this become as normal for some women, and men are at it too, but when did this become as normal for some women as getting their hair done?
So Botox has been around for, I think it's 30 years now. It started off as to kind of, if you had like facial spasms to kind of, and then also it's used medically in like dentistry and stuff like that. So it's been around for ages. And it was the reason that actually started using was a woman was getting it for a facial tic she had, and she noticed that her wrinkles around her eyes were going, and so she was like, listen, you wouldn't lob in a bit more of that, like, because this, you know, the wrinkles are disappearing. So that's how they discovered it. So, but it didn't really, I don't think, PJ, really took off up until, I mean, it wasn't up until about after COVID that you would see your neighbour with it, you know. So coming up to that, it's been popular now for the last 10 years, whatever, but it would tend to be kind of people in the public eye. But now your neighbour could easily have it, you know, or even like in the gym, like the cleaner in the gym, I noticed the other day, and she's gorgeous. Like, she's this beautiful woman. She doesn't need it. I felt like going up to her saying, please don't, you don't need it. You're gorgeous. And you're only about 30, you know? So it is, yeah, I'd say post COVID, I don't know what happened over COVID, but maybe people, maybe they were looking at themselves on Zoom. I know that's come out as kind of a reason, but you have to be careful, PJ, because like the aesthetic industry, they want us to think everyone's at it, everyone's doing it, it's as normal as you know, getting your teeth whitened, or
they want us to think we're all ugly and old.
Oh, they do, and they want us to think that as early as possible so they can get as much money out of us as possible. But
have you heard of Botox sprinkles, Mary?
So that's the baby Botox, so that's like very subtle.
Teenagers.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said sprinkles. Sorry. Because there's all these different terms now. You wouldn't believe.
Baby,
yes.
Teenagers, well, do you know what? 20-something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there's an age on it. I don't think you have, there is an actual legal age, you know. I've never thankfully come across that, but I do know my 13-year-old daughter, the influencers she looks at online, and they may be 22 or 23 or 33 or whatever, but they're like, a lot of them would have already, you know, preventative Botox. And I see her looking at these faces, and I'd want her to see her real life mammy not doing that. Do you know what I mean? Because I do think it's important, PJ, the people in your life, if you aren't doing that, and my mother doesn't have Botox. I do have friends whose mothers have Botox, and they all have Botox. So I kind of feel, you know, your norm is what.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's around you. So my daughter would be mad into Taylor Swift. So, you know, for me, I just love, it would be so amazing if Taylor Swift started to age normally, like any mid-30s. It would just be such a positive message, you know. Mm. Anyway, long story short, PJ, I'm not doing it, and I put it in writing now, so I can't just turn up with a smooth face now.
Yeah, come here. Talk to me about, if you would, briefly, about summer camps. Thank goodness I'm out of that time in life, but a family of two. Yeah. I'm looking at this. This is by the Cork firm Provost, their financial planning. They say it'll cost nearly £1,500 for a family of two for childcare and summer camps with two small children. Colossal.
I'd well believe it, PJ. And that will give you the wrinkles now, the cold sweat you break out in around now, thinking about the patchwork provision. I am really, really lucky. Like, I wouldn't have 1,500. I've got, like, two of my kids are still in primary. So I was totting up what I'd spend, and I'll be spending 800 on the pair of them, because they do, there's one camp they do that's expensive, and then the other ones they do are kind of football, they're cheaper. But then my daughter will go to a kind of a water-based thing, so that's another 300. So actually I will be spending 1,100. And I just thank my lucky stars that I'm so disorganized I didn't make the waiting list for the Gael talk, because that's €1,000. And all her pals are doing it, and I just don't have it. Like, and I didn't want to say to her, sorry, you can't do it. So I was actually happy to be like, oh no, I'm really sorry. You know, it's all the places are booked up. So yeah, it is expensive, PJ. It depends if you're working, right? Like, I'd be very lucky in that I can be very flexible. So they will go to camp, let's say out of the 2 months, they'll go to camp 3 weeks. Mm. And then the other weeks, they'll play on the road. I'll kind of do my work. I'll get up early and then I'll bring them to day trips. And I'll kind of do a patchwork provision. But for instance, my sister, she works in, like, she's to go in every day, and she was on to me yesterday desperately trying to pin me down so we could coordinate. So for her it's more the hours are a challenge. So even like the GAA camps can be really reasonable. They're only like, you can pay 50 or 60, it depends how many you've got going, but they're 9:30 to 1:30, so she'd work a full day, so she can't do those camps. So she's on for the expensive ones, the sailing ones, like that cost £300 that are out of my budget. So it depends. If you are both working full-time, you would spend that, because what can you do? Like, there's nothing you can do unless someone can take parental leave, or someone can take their holidays at different, like, and parents do a patchwork. So not everyone will pay that, right? But yeah, a lot of people will, and it's a lot of money, and you know, it's a real struggle, because that, you know, if you're on the cusp anyway, it's not just I can't be getting my espresso martinis this weekend, you know, it's like, can I pay the little bill of, you know, the family shopping bill, because I got to pay now an extra €80 for this summer camp. So it is, it's a worry.
People ring in and they'll say, but you don't have to. It's all to keep up with next door. You kind of do, don't you?
Yeah. Well, do you know, there is a little bit of truth to that, right? Because you don't have to, okay? You can just be... If you have kids that are old enough now, that's the thing, because I mean, if you have like an under sevens or under eights, you can't be sending them out to the green. You can't be like, okay, you're four, off you go. But there's a couple of elements there, right? In that and also it's a moot point if you're a nurse and have to go into a hospital 5 days a week. I mean, you have to have some kind of care, and you may not have grandparents you can call on. So, you know, some parents do have to do it, but there are some camps where you can say, look, that's too expensive, you're not doing that. But it can be tricky if their pals, you know, if their pals are doing things and they're not allowed to do it. So, I mean, you don't have to send them to camps, and I won't be, as I said, there'll be 3 weeks where they do nothing and then we'll go away on holidays for 2 weeks. So there will be a chunk of time they're not doing anything, but that's only because my job allows that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I always think it is important for kids to learn that there are times in life when there is nothing to do, because when you get to be into adulthood, you realise the sheer joy of doing nothing.
Oh, can you imagine 3 weeks to sit around? But the thing is, there's a fine line with that. And I totally agree with you. I do agree with you. Like, I mean, I told my kids, and there's a neighbour in the other day, I said, look, you're not allowed Fortnite. Turn it off. You've been on it for 2 hours. That's it. And then they're making this fort, and they had this game with the security guard. And like, they're really using their imagination. So I was really pleased to see that. Yeah. So yeah, you're right. Yeah, if they have free time and there's nothing organised for them, it's great. And they can just run wild and be organic. But then there's the other thing where it's nice for them to try new things. Like, I sent my kids to an art camp last summer. It was up in the mountains and it was so expensive. I tell you, they won't be going again. But it was really, they came back, and they didn't want to go initially, but they came back and they were open to all sorts of different art things. They were doing sculpture and that was really great for them to experience that.
Absolutely.
Positive. Yeah, that is positive. Yeah, but I do agree with you. In essence, I think it is a chunk of time where there's nothing organized for them, that they just have to use their imagination and play. That is often the best camp of all, you know.
It is. Mary, good talking to you. Thank you very much. Mary McCarthy, writing in The Independent about Botox. She will never have Botox, she says. Now she's put it in writing, so she can't. 0818 96 96 96. But she maintains that it has become as ordinary as getting the hair done to have the bit of Botox, because that's what they wanted to happen. All these aesthetic clinics and doctors and dentists and nurses all doing aesthetic work. Of course they do. And of course they'll tell you that your face looks like it's been run over with a trailer, because they have a magic injection that can fix it all. £300 a pop.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.